I would like today to speak today on the last day of my Dhagat visit a little bit on my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, whose centennial celebrations we are celebrating this year. I htio bih govoriti na današnji zadnji dan o gostanju u Zagrebu, o Srila Prabhupada svoje proslavi stogodišnjaka. I want to thank all of you for your hospitality. Želim se svima vama zahvaliti što smo dobili u primjeru. And want to thank all of those with whom I could speak. I želim se zahvaliti svima onima s kojima sam mogao razgovarati. Very intense always in Zagreb. Zagreb uvijek jako intenzivno. Yes. I want to also say before I forget it, I will show, we will read today a verse from the Bhagavad Gita and afterwards show you slides about Srila Prabhupada.
Danas ćemo čitati iz stihova iz Bhagavad Gita, i onda ćemo kasnije vidjeti slajdu na Srila Prabhupada.
Om namo
Bhagavata Sukha Sukha
Sukha
Shami
Shami. Yes. Please just read the translation of this verse. Moj bhakta koji nije zavidan, već je ljubazan prijatelj svih živih bića, koji ne misli da je vlasnik, koji nema lažni ego, koji je jednako sreći i nesreći, koji je snošljiv, uvijek zadovoljan, samovladan i koji me odlučno predano služi uma i inteligencije u sredstrežnih namena, veoma mi je drago. Smisao. Došavši ponovno čistog predanog služenja, gospodin u ova dva stiha opisuje transcendentalne osobine čistog bhakta. Čisti bhakta nikada ni u kakvim okolnostima nije uznemiren, niti ikome zavidi. Nije neprijatelj svom neprijatelju, već misli, ova se osoba hodi neprijateljski prema meni zbog mojih loših nedjela. Zato je bolje da ispaštam nego da prosvjedujem. U Šimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8 rečeno je Tatenu kampam susam i šamana, Gunjana Vatna Kritam Vipakam. Kad god se bhakta nađe u teškom stanju ili u nevolji, smatra to gospodinovo milošću. On misli, zbog nedjela koje sam počinio u prošlosti, trebao bih mnogo više patiti nego što sada patim. Milošću svevišnjeg gospodina ne dobivam svu kaznu koju zaslužujem. Zahvaljujući milosti svevišnje božanske osobe, dobijam samo mali dio. Zato je uvijek tih, miran i strpljiv, unatoč brojnim nevoljama. Bhakta je uvijek ljubazan prema svakome, čak i prema svom neprijatelju. Mi mama znači da mi pridaje veliku važnost bolovima i problemima vezanim uz tijelo, jer savršeno dobro zna da nije materijalno tijelo, ne poistovjećuje se s tijelom. Zato je oslobođen koncepcije lažnog ega i smiren i u sreći i u nesreći. Snošljiv je i zadovoljan svime što dođe milošću svevišnjeg gospodina. Ne trudi se da nešto postigne uz veliki napor, zato je uvijek radostan. Savršen je, misli, jer potpuno slijedi upute svoga duhovnog učitelja. Budući da vlada osjetilima, odlučan je. Lažni ga argumenti ne zavode, jer ga niko ne može odvratiti od čiste odluke da predano služi. Potpuno je svjestan da je Krišna vječni gospodin i zato ga niko ne može uznemiriti. Sve te osobine omogućuju mu da svoj um i inteligenciju potpuno sredotoči na svevišnjeg gospodina. Takav je standard predanog služenja, nedvojbeno vrlo rijedak, ali ga bhakta dostiže sljedeći propisano načela predanog služenja. Gospodin izjavio da mu je takva bhakta veoma drag, jer je gospodin uvijek zadovoljan svim njegovim djelatnostima koje vrši u potpunoj svjesnosti Krišne. Yes. In this verse, it is said that a devotee is not only free from the understanding of happiness and distress in the material world.
U ovom stihu nije samo rečeno da je bhakta slobodan od sreće i nesreće u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
But he is also free from the conception of this man is my friend, and this man or woman is my enemy.
već je on isto tako slobodan od koncepcije da misli ovaj čovjek je moj prijatelj i ovaj čovjek ili žena je moj neprijatelj.
In this world we automatically divide the people which we like into our friends.
U ovom svijetu automatski podijelimo ljude na one koji su naši prijatelji.
And those whom we do not like so much, we put them either in the category of neutral parties or something like nepriatelis.
A one koje ne volimo, onda ih stavimo u kategoriju kao neutralnu grupu ili kao naše neprijatelje.
Most of the people think in the concept that this man is my friend and he is my enemy.
I većina ljudi razmišlja o tom konceptu, ovaj čovjek je moj prijatelj, a ovaj je moj neprijatelj.
Now, to think someone is your enemy can become a great obsession in your life.
I misliti da je neko vaš neprijatelj može postati velika obsesija u vašem životu.
Your whole life can become enemy-centered.
Cijeli vaš život može postati neprijateljski centriran.
That is, you, in all your actions, you are aware of your enemy.
Znači da ste svim svojim akcijama, djelatnostima, svjesni svoga neprijatelja.
On Sunday feast I told our guests about my uncle who got a divorce from his wife.
Na Sunday feast sam govorio o mom ujaku koji se razveo sa svojom ženom.
They had a very involved relationship.
Imali su jako onako angažiran odnos.
Yes. Now, the judge in the court decided that they would split the wealth and half of it would go to my uncle and the other half to his wife, my auntie.
I onda je sudija jednostavno odlučio da pola, da će razdvojiti bogatstvo tako što će pola ići mome ujaku, a pola će ići njegove žene.
And he was still so much in his mind with his wife, but he thought her to be his enemy, so that he began to sell his car for $2.50.
I onda on je bio toliko u svom umu sa svojom ženom, zato što je mislio da on je njegov neprijatelj, da jednostavno je počeo prodavati svoje auto za 2.5 marke.
Economically, that doesn't make any sense.
Ekonomski to nema nikakvog smisla.
If you know, a business, if he has a business mind, this is a very foolish act.
Ako imate ono, business um, onda to je jako budalasti čin.
But understand, his center, his personal center was not business.
Ali možemo razumjeti da njegov centar, njegov osobni centar nije bio posao, business.
But his personal center was an enemy.
Njegov osobni centar je bio neprijatelj.
Whom he wanted to harm.
Kojeg je htio povrijediti.
His previous wife.
Njegovu prošlu ženu.
And then he sold the house.
I onda prodao kuću.
$1 million, $1 million marks. But, I mean, he wanted to do it, but I think it didn't work, you know, because for 10 months and 10 pennies.
He went to kuću koja je vredila milijone marka, a on je htio prodati kuću za 10 marka i 10 pennies.
Because he wanted his wife to only get 5 marks and 5 pennies from the house and not half a million.
I zašto je htio da njegova žena dobije 5 marka i 5 peninga, a ne pola milijona.
What do you think about this behavior?
Šta mislite o tom ponašanju?
Does it make sense?
Da li to ima smisla?
I would say yes.
Ja bih rekao da.
Because you might have the your center of interest is to, you know, it would be the best to have as much money as possible for the new Zagreb temple maybe.
I vaš interes, što se tiče vas, bi bilo da imate što je moguće više novaca, tako da imate novi tempel u Zagrebu.
And therefore you would never consider doing such a harmful activity.
I nikad ne biste razmišljali da napravite takvu aktivnost koja će vas povrijediti.
If you would divorce from such a wife, you would nevertheless try to, you know, get as much as possible out of the divorce.
I ako biste vi se razvili od takve žene, onda normalno biste pokušali dobiti što je moguće više od takvog razvoda.
But he didn't have the same goal as you.
Ali on ima isti cilj kao vi.
He had the goal to do harm to his enemy.
On je, njegov cilj je bio da jednostavno povredi svog neprijatelja.
And whatever he did, he saw through this pair of glasses.
I šta god je radio, on je gledao kroz taj par naočala.
Do you understand how important it is to find out what is your center?
Da li razumite kako je važno saznati koji je vaš centar?
What is most important?
Šta je najvažnije?
Some people, for instance, have the family as a center.
Neki ljudi, na primjer, imaju porodicu kao centar.
And when they receive a phone call after, let's say 6 o'clock by the chief to come and do some preparation in the office, they say, no, I'm with my family.
I kada prime poziv da od njihovog šefa da dođu nakon 6 sati da napravi neku, nešto da spreme u njihovom office, oni kažu, ne, ja sam sa svojim porodicom.
But if a man who has as a center of interest, let us say, to make money.
Ali za čovjeka koji čiji je centar interesa da čini novac.
And he receives the telephone call, he may be together with his children, but he just puts the children on the side and goes to the chance to make more money.
I iako on može biti sa svojim djecom, jednostavno stavi svoju djecu sa strane i ide da iskoristi šansu da napravi još više novaca.
So, our subject matter is many times people think their center is an enemy.
Znači, naša tema je da puno puta ljudi misle da je njihov centar taj neprijatelj, puno ljudi njihov neprijatelj.
Yes, Prabhupada says, one who thinks that he has many enemies is an ignorant man.
I Šrila Prabhupada je rekao da onaj koji misli da ima neprijatelje, on je jednostavno čovjek u neznanju.
Whereas one who is in Krishna consciousness knows that there are no enemies.
Ali dok onaj koji je svjesnosti Krishna zna da ne postoje neprijatelji.
But those enemies who are within.
Jedino oni neprijatelji koji su iznutra.
There is an uncontrolled might.
To je nekontroliran um.
Yes. When your mind is your friend,
kada je vaš um, vaš prijatelj,
you can understand that you are an eternal soul.
Onda možete shvatiti da ste vječna duša.
When your mind is your friend, you see that you are only for some time in contact with material nature.
I kada je vaš um, vaš prijatelj, onda vidite da ste samo za neko vrijeme u kontaktu sa materijalnom energijom.
And you will be enthusiastic to free yourselves from the entanglement in material life.
I bit ćete entuzijastični da se oslobodite od zapletenosti u materijalnom svijetu.
But then you have received the opportunity to become Krishna conscious and your mind is not helping you. He is not to be trusted. He is an imperial.
Ali kada imate mogućnost da postanete svjesni Krishna i onda vaš um ne funkcionira, onda jednostavno mislite da je on je neprijatelj, ne treba mu vjerovati.
Prabhupada writes, but after getting the opportunity to become Krishna consciousness, if I do not take it, then I should be considered my own worst enemy.
I ako dobijem, Prabhupada rekao, ako dobijem priliku da postanem svjesan Krishna i ne uzmem to, onda jednostavno ja sam svoj najgori neprijatelj.
Even a person who acts in this world as your enemy,
čak i osoba koja djeluje u ovom svijetu kao vaš neprijatelj,
who does not wish you well,
koji vam ne želi dobro,
is not really your enemy,
nije stvarno vaš neprijatelj.
He just brings you the result of your karma.
On vam samo dovodi rezultat vaše karme.
He acts helplessly under the control of the laws of material nature.
On bespomoćno djeluje pod utjecajem zakona materijalne prirode.
I had a very interesting, well, once my previous assistant, Gopal, told me something which I thought is very relevant in this, for this class.
Jedno mi je moj prošli asistent, Gopal, rekao nešto što mislim da je jako relevantno za ovu lekciju.
When he was not yet in contact with Krishna consciousness, one day he sat on one bench in Berlin, closed his eyes and meditated about the sun.
I onda jednom, još dok nije bio svjesni Krishne, sjedio je u Berlinu tako na jednoj ogradi, zatvorio oči i meditirao na sunce.
All of a sudden, he felt a big pain on his nose.
I odjednom je osjetio veliki bol na svom nosu.
What had happened?
Šta se dogodilo?
Well, one man came, had come, and just had hit him with full strength on his nose.
I onda došao jedan čovjek i jednostavno puno snagu udario u nos.
Now, he saw this man standing before him, totally aggressive.
I onda je vidio tog čovjeka koji stoji ispred njega, koji je bio totalno agresivan.
But Gaugopala did not become angry.
Ali Gaugopala nije postao ljut.
He somehow understood at that moment that this is what was his karma.
Jednostavno, na neki način je razumio u tom momentu da je to ono što je njegov karma.
It was very clear to him that this man had been driven by the force of material nature to deliver this painful blow on his nosa.
On je shvatio da jednostavno na neki način taj čovjek je bio dovučen stanom njegove karme da mu jednostavno isporuči taj bol u njegov nos.
He understood, well, I somehow must have done something to deserve it.
I on je shvatio, mora da sam nešto učinio što sam, čime sam novo zaslužio.
And he also had an idea what it was.
I onda je isto tako imao jednu ideju šta je to bilo.
Malo privatni. Yes. So he didn't get angry at the man.
I nije jednostavno postao ljut na tog čovjeka.
He just smiled in his Gaugopala way at the man.
I onda se na svoj Gaugopalovski način ne smio čovjeka.
No, the man was so shocked.
I onda čovjek je bio tako šokiran.
He said, I'm sorry.
Rekao, žao mi
je. I don't know why I did this.
Ja znam zašto sam to učinio.
Yes, ma'am, said Gaugopala.
Rekao, ja znam.
What, you know? Yes, I know. You're just the beta of my karma.
I onda mu je rekao, šta ti znaš? Ja rekao, da, ja znam. On je, ti si samo nosač moje karme.
Thank you. Konoba, the konoba, yes. Under the Zenkas new play, there's a konoba. Yes.
Kao u novom komadu.
You are my karma konoba.
This is my
karma konoba.
Karma konoba.
He understood it so clearly.
On je to tako jasno razumio.
Because he could understand this man, although he had acted like his enemy.
Čak je razumio, iako je taj čovjek djelovao kao njegov neprijatelj.
Had not really done this with bad intent.
Nije to stvarno učinio sa lošom namjerom.
He had no emotional motive to do that.
Nije imao nikakav emocionalni motiv da to napravi.
He just passed by, saw him and then that means he was moved under the control of material nature like a marionette.
Znači, jednostavno znači da je bio pokrenut kao u kontrolu materijalne prirode, kao marioneta.
So a devotee in this world understands there are no enemies outside.
Inače, Bhakta u ovom svijetu razumije, ne postoje izvana neprijatelja.
My mind only, due to ignorance, interprets friends and enemies like this.
I jedino moj um zbog neznanja interpretira prijatelje i neprijatelje.
Srila Prabhupada was such a pure devotee, is such a pure devotee.
Srila Prabhupada je takav Bhakta.
He had mercy for all.
On imao milosti za svakoga.
He never turned away from someone.
Nikad se nije okrenuo od nekoga.
Even if that someone disappointed him.
Čak i ako bi ga taj neko razočarao.
Because he was totally free from all identifications to the body.
Jer je bio totalno oslobodan od svih identifikacija sa tijelom.
And is totally above all happiness and distress.
I bio totalno iznad svih sreća i nesreća.
Such a pure devotee sees us in a totally different way than we see ourselves.
I tako čisti bhakta nas vidi na totalno drugačiji način nego što mi sami sebe vidimo.
And he looks at Jagannath.
Kada pogleda Jagannatha.
Or Sridharam.
Sridharama.
Or Stenka.
Ili Zdenko.
He does not see their bodies.
On ne vidi njihova tijela.
Born in Denmark or Croatia.
Da su rođeni u Danskoj ili u Hrvatskoj.
A famous person or an infamous person.
Slavna ili neslavna osoba.
He sees, oh here is a part of Krishna.
On vidi, oh ovdje je dio Krishna.
Who's playing a certain role for this life.
Koji jednostavno odigrava jednu ulogu za ovaj život.
And he has a great, great desire to help this person to come back home, back to Godhead.
I on ima jako veliku, veliku želju da pomogne toj osobi da se vrati kući nazad Bogu.
I personally was the witness of this when Srila Prabhupada visited our temple in 1974.
Ja sam osobno bio svjedok toga kada Srila Prabhupada posjetio naš hram 1974.
One time Srila Prabhupada received a man from Turkey. And this man had no interest in philosophy. And no capacity either. He was simple. So Prabhupada spent half an hour with him.
I onda Srila Prabhupada troši pola sata s njim.
Asking him, how is your family?
Pita ga, kako je tvoja porodica?
How cold is it in Turkey?
Koliko je hladno u Turskoj?
And just giving him his association out of his milost.
I samo zbog njega milosti on mu davao svoje društvo.
He did not see a man from Turkey.
On nije vidio čovjeka iz Turske.
Turkski, yes. But he saw an eternal spiritual soul.
Ali je vidio vječnu duhovnu dušu.
Desiring to go back to Krishna.
I koja je željela da ide se vrati kući nazad na Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada was during this time also very merciful on this fallen soul.
I onda je Srila Prabhupada u to vrijeme isto bio tako milosti prema nebu.
Yes. I remember he allowed me to massage him.
I sjećam se dozvolio mi je da ga masiram.
And gave me very personal instructions in my spiritual life.
I dao mi je jako personalne, osobne instrukcije u duhovnom životu.
Mm-hmm. And Prabhupada also joked with me.
I Prabhupada se tako šalio sa
mnom. One day Prabhupada said, I was never lazy in my spiritual life.
Jedan dan je Prabhupada rekao, ja nikad nisam bio lijen u svom duhovnom životu.
Not like the servants in Calcutta who go in the Dalhousie Park to sleep all day, then they return home. And the master asked them what they did. They said, I was busy all day.
Znači, oni su kao sluge u Dalhousie Parku koji cijeli dan idu i spavaju i onda se vrate nazad kad ih gospodar pita šta ste radili. On kaže, bio sam zaposlen cijeli dan.
So the next morning, I was in my translation office.
I sljedećeg jutra ja sam bio u svom, svom ofisu za prevođenje.
And because I was late in the night, I felt extremely tired.
I pošto je bilo kasno na večer, ja sam se sjećao ekstremno umoran.
So, you know, so tired that when I saw the letters in the book, I saw colors and little green sheep galloping over the pages.
Tako sam bio umoran da sam vidio različite boje, ću malu zelenu ovcu koja je onako galopirala kroz stranice.
And I decided that better I take a little rest.
Ja sam odlučio, malo bolje da sada se malo morim.
And I put my electric alarm clock on 7.5 minutes rest.
Sada sam moj električni budilnik na 7.5 minuta odmah.
So I was just changing the levels of reality, in other words, just falling asleep. Then all of a sudden the door to the office opened.
I baš sam mijenio svoj nivo realnosti, to nas na drugim rečima ono padao da spavam i odjednom su se vrata ofisa da otvorio.
And then I heard Prabhupada's voice in the room.
I onda sam čuo što Prabhupada u glasu svoj.
I was lying under the table.
Ležao sam ispod stola.
Like an Indian. And you know, I heard how my temple president explained to Srila Prabhupada about the translation of the German book, of the his English books into German language.
Ja sam čuo od mog predsjednika hrama kako objašnjava Srila Prabhupada kako se prevode knjige, njegove knjige sa engleskog na njemačke.
And I heard Prabhupada very distinctly say, yes, but there's a translation.
Čuo sam ja bi jasno rekao Prabhupada, rekao, da, ali... Ali gdje je prevodilac?
And I didn't know, should I remind me lying, you know, in this embarrassing way under the table? Or should I dive, you know, dive from underneath the table up? It would look like the, you know, the puppet theater.
I onda ja nisam znao da li da ostanem u toj neugodnoj situaciji ispod stola ili da jednostavno izronim kao ona lutka, ne?
You can't, now you laugh, but I felt really like a totally embarrassed.
I sad vi se smijete, ali ja sam osjećao totalno bi bilo neugodno.
Here my spiritual master was. This was maybe the only chance to see him for a long, long time. And I was lying underneath the table like a piece of cloth or something.
I ja sam mislio, evo tu je moj učitelj, imam šansu da ga vidim nakon dugo dugo vremena možda i ja evo ležem tu ispod stola kao mlad neki grbnič.
So the Prabhupada said, but yes, but as the translator, I just felt directly addressed, you know, and I came whoop up with a red face, and you know, one thing was full of wrinkles on the red.
I onda kada je Prabhupada pita, da, ali gdje je Prabhupada, sam se ne izašao van, to je ono, onako je crno lice i desna strana, jedna strana lice je bila onako puno bora od spavanja.
Prabhupada said, oh. And then just, I almost wanted to go back underneath the
table.
But Srila Prabhupada just laughed at me, and I could understand. It was a very humorous moment for
Prabhupada.
He must have seen my predicament.
My
situation.
Yes.
So very kind. This is a forgiving. This is one of the qualities of Prabhupada. And very humorous also.
Znači, jako je ljubazan, to je jedna od odlika kvaliteta, da je bio jako je opraštao i jako je bio ono smisla za humor.
Later I was telling one devotee to please lie down under the table just like I had to lay down, and I stood, where Prabhupada stood, and I saw his feet, and I noticed immediately when Prabhupada said, oh, where is the translator? He had seen my feet.
Kasnije ja sam rekao jednom bakli da stane tamo gdje sam ja ležao, a ja sam stala tamo gdje je Šila Prabhupada i onda sam vidio, u stvari da su se vidjela moja stopala i onda sam znao da je Šila Prabhupada kada je pitao ovdje gdje je prevodila se da je vidio u stvari moja stopala.
So, but my real relationship to Prabhupada really came about when I saw him acting towards me as a teacher acts to someone who is ignorant.
Ali moj stvarni odnos sa Šila Prabhupada suprostavio kad sam ga vidio kako djeluje prema meni kao učitelj.
I really think this is how we should decide also who is our spiritual master. That is, can we learn from him?
I to je isto, ja mislim ono kako trebamo odlučiti ko je naš duhovni učitelj, da li mogu učiti od njega.
I have seen very often young devotees, they are insecure and they ask only the question, does he like me?
I često sam vidio da mladi bhakti su nesigurni i onda pitaju pitanje da li na ovom stvari, da li mu se sviđa, da li me voli, da li mu se sviđa.
You know, I don't know if you have this in Croatia with a flower, he likes me.
Ne znam da li ima tu Hrvatska, ono se cvjećam, voli me, ne voli me.
No, this is not the point. Point is, can I learn something from him?
Znači to nije poanta je da li mogu ja nešto naučiti od njega.
Can he guide me in my spiritual life?
Može li me on voditi u mom duhovnom životu?
And I personally felt this very strongly in Prabhupada, in my relationship to Prabhupada, when he so kindly just cut my false ego into different pieces.
Ja sam to jako snažno osjećao, Šila Prabhupada, kada on ljubazno posjekao moje vaše ego u različite komade.
Yes, I felt so relieved, you cannot believe.
Osjećao se tako olakšan.
For the first time I felt free.
Ne možete zamisliti, prvi put sam se osjetio slobodan.
I just noticed, yes, I am an eternal servant of Krishna.
Ja sam prijavio, da, ja sam vječni sluga Krishna.
I am not a son of a rich German family.
Ja nisam sin bogate njemačke porodice.
I am not this and I am not that.
Ja nisam ovo i nisam ono.
I am a resident of the kingdom of God.
Ja sam stanovnik kraljestva Božije.
And he can help me on the way back home back to Godhead.
I on mi može pomoći na tom putu nazad Bogu.
And today I would like to show you a slideshow.
I danas bih htio pokazati slideshow.
On Srila Prabhupada.
O Srila Prabhupada.
Where I will stress a little bit on Srila Prabhupada as a teacher.
Gdje ću naglasiti malo više o tome Prabhupada kao učitelj.
Who brings us Krishna conscious knowledge.
Koji nam dovodi znanje svjesno Krishna.
I will tell you what it means to absorb spiritual knowledge.
Ja ću vam reći šta to znači da apsorbiramo.
When you went to learn from any teacher, there are three stages of learning.
da želite učiti bilo kakvog učitelja, a postoje tri nivoa učenja.
Or better two.
Ili bolje dva.
One is when you just very disciplined, if you just absorb the knowledge he gives.
Kada apsorbiramo znanje, prvi je koje, kada apsorbiramo znanje koje daje.
And learn, learn, and learn.
I učimo, i učimo, učimo.
And the second, more important stadium is when you apply the knowledge and in the process of application learn.
I drugi je puno važniji kada primjenimo znanje i u procesu primjenjivanja mi učimo.
The second time is much more important. No, it's as important as the first.
I druga vrsta je isto toliko važna kao i prva.
Krishna consciousness you can only really learn by applying spiritual instructions in your life.
I svjesnost Krishna možete stvarno naučiti primjenjivanje znanja u vašem životu.
It's just like cooking.
To je kao kuhanje.
You can really only learn cooking if you cook.
Znači možete stvarno naučiti kuhati jedino ako kuhate.
So let us show the slides now. I will just move over to the slide projector. Now I'm a little worried that all the devotees here, will you be able to see?
Znači, ja sam malo zabrinut, da li ćete svi bhakti moći vidjeti to?
You will be definitely able to hear, but...
Vi ćete sposobni da čujete.
I think this we can carry out.
It is was a very old castle. We have studied zamak. It even had ghosts. And this was like a group photo. You can see this was the side entrance of the episode. Here you see him talking to this Father Emmanuel von Jungklausen. He is a Benedictine monk.
I odvijete on govori o Pater Emanuelu koji je bio
They became just totally fascinated by the atmosphere he spread. Although they are very important people in the Western world, in Germany at least, they became so humble and just learned from him. In this discussion, Prabhupada was talking to this priest that Christos comes from the word Christos and Christos comes from the word Krishna. So the two are related. We made from this discussion a very well-known book called Christus, Christus, Krishna.
I o tome smo napravili knjigu koja je dobro poznata Christus, Christus, Krishna.
Here you see also Prabhupada's table a little bit closer.
I ovdje ste ako vidite što Prabhupada za sto, malo bliže.
We have all this main picture which you can see here. Yes, yes, thank you.
Actually, we have to take a glass
of that's a picture of his own spiritual master.
That's we can have a glass of room
and
push it
here. And this big book here.
Oh, that's a big book.
That's a book, then he has the commentary of his of the previous acharyas to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
He has a commentary of the previous acharyas and Srimad Bhagavatam.
And here is the song book, this small book.
Oh, it is not a small book, yes.
Wherever he came, he put these things on the table.
Because without Shastai, we take place like in the small.
And
he
has
this
at the end of the discussion, this monarch, no? He paid his humble obeisances.
In the Shulai discussion, the monarch is not an order of support in the Pashtavan.
And then Prabhupada would always make a morning walk. He walked very fast. And he took his guest with him. Sometimes Prabhupada would be silent. Like a river who sometimes doesn't flow, his speech would stop. That was me for a moment. We were walking through the fields one morning with this man who is called Graf Dürkheim. And Prabhupada would explain very vividly many points. And then Graf Dürkheim asked him, yes, Swamiji, but how do you make your disciples understand that they are not the body? How do you teach them that they are eternal souls? And he must have had in his mind, you know, that the story of the Master once took his disciples and bathed in the river, and then he pressed his disciple under water.
И он его пришел к одному из своих учеников, и он его дала до купания у детей, и он его фигура из подвода.
And then the disciple started to fight for dear life.
Ученик начал бороться за дорогой жизнь.
And only after some time did the spiritual master let go of the disciple.
И он тем временем другой учитель выпустил ученика.
And he said, so the spiritual master, and then the disciple said, but why did you do this? Why did you want to take my life from me? I'm already giving it to you. the spiritual master told his disciple, I only wanted to show you, if you would fight with the same determination which you used to fight for this temporary life, if you would fight with that determination for Krishna, Krishna consciousness, you would be self-realized by now. So I think Graf Dürkheim expected such an answer. But Prabhupada said, very simple. I teach him the same things which Krishna has taught. And if they act on this, they realize. Prabhupada, in other words, had full faith in the words of
Krishna,
which act in two ways. First, they inform you. Then they transform you also. Yes, you see. See that? Prabhupada was starting with after a time. And Satras Prabhupada Bhakt was the only with his disciples. And he was sometimes in a different world. You could see this. So then, but then all of a sudden his mood changed, and he said, now I will talk to you, talk to you a joke. Now, we started already to laugh. But you know, when a pure devotee is on a totally different wavelength than you, if he tells a joke, you know, it's not like a joke from Pula, it's really on a different wavelength. Once another disciple. There was nothing to laugh at that time, but we laughed nevertheless. And he presented his disciples the next day with an airplane. Yonder is a spiritual master. The disciples gave him an airplane. And then the disciple said, it's all your money, Guruji. So you are very subtle, you laugh, but I could not find anything in laughable about it in this joke. But just because Prabhupada spread such an atmosphere, I was infected.
We laughed.
And then Prabhupada became silent again. And I remember I thought the whole walk about what he had said and why he said it. And only at the end of the walk, it went like, aha! Everything which I have is the mercy of my spiritual master. Because he has taught me to come to this level. And I should not be foolish with what I should not spend foolishly or use foolishly what he has given to me. Prabhupada would often teach us in such a way that we ourselves would find the answer. He had just taught something very serious with a big joke. These are the early devotees. This is Manidhara. We tell also Rani Bhakta, so Manidhara. This is red?
This is red, yeah. Red dhoti and red blanket.
it's silver.
Prabhupada
I like very much Prabhupada, but sometimes be like a little child.
Я ночью сидел, говорил, что Прабхупада не как бы окамало дед.
И he would stop and look at a plant.
Он сидел, смотрел и глядел в цветы.
And immediately remember Krishna, how he had created the plant.
Я ему дико сидел, Кришна как бы три раза дико.
And the shoes with what he had, I remember the heel of the shoe was one monkey had stolen the shoe from him in India and had eaten on the heel of the shoe.
He said that si per quello era un in India e ho preso
a Prabhupada kept the shoe for one more year.
И Прабхупада задержал Ципала за еще это тоже.
He didn't care about these things.
Не, это сам Арио за постоянно.
We walked early in the morning through the German villages. When I go, sometimes I go to because this post that Srila Prabhupada stopped. And he said, why are the Germans so fat? He would ask such heavy questions, just a bit like a child. And he said, because he didn't want to offend him, he said, Prabhupada, they eat so much potatoes. No, said Prabhupada, he pointed with his stick on this man who had a beer in the hand. They eat meat, and drink beer, that's why. I have seen with my own eyes in Hamburg, he said. Early in the morning already, they were drinking. Srila Prabhupada knows two German words.
The Prabhupada has not been in much village.
Rauchen und Trinken. You know, smoking pushate and trinkate.
Pushate ipiti.
Sometimes Prabhupada's mood would, however, change totally. Prabhupada's speciality is he did not agree with the mundane scientists who said there is no soul.
Prabhupada
understood that in Kali Yuga scientists are the gurus.
He should probably start with the Kali Yuga notions in Suguli.
And therefore, he would sometimes change them.
He would make up the horns for Toga Zero.
They say they know what is life.
Only Kaju does not say Zero.
But if I give them a little eggshell and some yellow substance and white substance, can they create a chicken?
Я понимаю, мало лучше для этого, и мало белые жители стали, оба дали ему, они могут направить и помощку.
No.
No.
Very good smile.
This is me.
Here in the sauna, you might see, that's Mita Krishna Maharaj, of course.
All the women want to read with Narayana Sundar Krishna Maharaj,
Bhakti Baba Maharaj,
our Bhakti Baba Maharaj.
One day we went into the graveyard.
Yama Dara Samadrishna in a grub.
Srila Prabhupada wanted to see.
She grabbed it, just to read.
Then the soul can go on. So it's next destination.
The first spiritual revolution.
it will not remain attached, in other words, to the remains of the body.
И другие речи, он начал с отрезанием за остатки тела.
When Prabhupada wanted to make a record,
я начал Прабхупаде собирать все.
He told us,
record of it,
and what we did is, we were poor and we just, you know, took a few of these egg cartoons, we don't think the egg cartoons, and we put them on the wall for sound isolation.
И потому мы были один из самых первых, что мы смотрели эти картоны, я и Карли, на около конкурсной изоляции.
And every morning before breakfast, Prabhupada would go in the quickly erected studio.
И Сабудана приедал, что Прабху вышел там позапринести.
And he sang a song from his tambo.
Я мы сделал песню из него песнами.
And from this, the record Krishna meditation came. It was interesting to see whenever Prabhupada sang, you could see very clearly he did not sing for the record, but he totally absorbed himself into glorifying Krishna.
И Шрила Прабхупада пела в написанном ведь, я хотел с ним говорить, но Шрила Прабхупада не пела за Зочу, но это самое дело, что-то нам сердило в знании Кришны.
And then he saw how he wanted the Nidanga to be played.
Я бы показал, как я хотел, как будто на сфере Медана.
Every morning he came back from his morning walk,
и собирал бы собраться со своей тамошедью,
and whenever his disciples saw him, he made obeisances.
Прабхупада видел его лучше, чем все были прошлыми.
Прабхупада was always very humble when he received obeisances.
Что правда любви Раку Борисом, который прихватил
он шай.
Он скоро замерзли.
Now, we have developed one poster.
Это мы смотрели на постер.
Did you see half of the poster here?
We have to go to full poster.
You cannot see, unfortunately, what was written on the poster.
И мы нажалось, мы же видели, что было написано на
In a way, it's good.
И на начале добро.
Because the devotee who designed it did not speak German. He had written on the poster, Der Führer kommt.
Der Führer kommt. Der Führer is a word which was said by the Germans for Adolf.
I mean, he wanted to write, he's just the leader of the Hare Krishna movement, you know, but when it's translated into German, you know, it says that too, and then he wants a dirty poster, you can imagine.
And if I feel that you don't share all the Hare Krishna topic, it's for a couple of feet, and then I'm going to post it very much to the mystery.
Therefore, when he gave a program in the evening, there were very favorable people, but also skeptical people there.
Я знаю, что когда он program, если так он был один, то есть он был полный, но там не было и скептики были там.
On one of these programs, one person said that this chanting is hypnotism.
На этом программе один сказал, але то о певание гипноза.
But Prabhupada said, no, it is purification. Then my worldly father was also at this program.
In the program used to be a monkey.
And he was a little angry at Prabhupada that Prabhupada had made me a devotee, so to say. What I want to say is, due to Prabhupada, I became a devotee. And my father had other plans for me. So he was a little aggressive to Prabhupada and asked him, but can't one become Krishna conscious in, he challenged Prabhupada like this. He said,
how do you expect a crocodile of the Nile to swim in the river Elbe? Elbe is the river in Hamburg. In other words, how can you transplant a culture from India to the West and hope that it will survive? Do you understand this skepticism? No?
Yes,
yes, good. So Prabhupada answered, he said, you can become Krishna consciousness in suit and tie.
Yes.
And so this day, in other words, you can remain in your culture. And to this day, Srila Prabhupada, he remembers this. My father remembers this.
He was a
spiritual master, very intelligent. Now, the first program we had arranged for the big Vyasa San of Prabhupada. Like you are here in the temple. But then the German populace, they are objecting, oh, you sit so high.
And then
Prabhupada said, okay, the next program I will sit on the stole itself.
Because
they accepted, so he made him this, I don't know how you would call it, a protest, maybe? Later in Chicago, the devotees brought a big Vyasa San for his reception in the airport. But then the journalists came to make their interviews. Prabhupada sat on the floor. So after the interview, the journalist said, who is this big seat in the back? And Prabhupada still remembered the Germans. And he said, it's usually my seat, but if I would sit on it, you would become envious. Then Prabhupada left the stage, and then Prabhupada pushed up. But his preaching always had a lot of effect. And people would start the process of spiritual life whom you would never ever had imagined it. This was the effect of Prabhupada's preaching. He somehow touched the heart very deeply. So that great changes took place. He became a kid on Lava, this Lama.
Or a family of almost a million kid.
He has died by now, but he liked so much kids, and he would chant in his fields. But I think we are mostly grateful to Srila Prabhupada. Because he showed us Radha and Krishna. And the path to them, he put to you. Krishna is in a spiritual world, full of bliss and knowledge, where every step is a dance, and you can always hear the flute Divya Purusha Shruti Pada. And the pure devotee can reveal this Purusha Shruti Pada. Shruti Bhakta Maharaja also says Nama Shruti. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Shri Gaunitai ki
jai,
Gaur Premananda
ki jai,
Shri Krishna Sachidananda Swami Maharaj
ki jai.
And he gave the answer that if you meet my devotee, you will meet me. He has now offered a discussion of the decision. So I would like to encourage all of you in Dragon. Continue reading Prabhupada's book and meeting Prabhupada in your life. Usually Seva Susagar Vodnavit is a Chidata Shila Pradhikya Itra Sreshita Vashma Shiva. I thank you all very much for your nice smiling faces. And I'm looking forward to see you again. And the next goodbye Zagreb slideshow. Goodbye Zagreb slideshow.
Sila Bambar Gira!